Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Former U.S. Senator Mike Enzi was remembered as an honorable statesman and family man who focused on leadership, tradition, and faith. Friends, family, constituents, and colleagues gathered at a college athletic center in Gillette on Friday for Enzi's funeral. A line to get inside stretched out the door before the service began. Enzi died July 26th at age 77 after being hospitalized with a broken neck and ribs for 3 days following a bicycle accident near Gillette. He served 24 years in the U.S. Senate, 10 years in the Wyoming legislature, and 8 years as Gillette's mayor. Wyoming State Health Officer is urging both vaccinated and unvaccinated people to resume wearing masks indoors in most of the state. That's due to an increase in infections of the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The State Health Department says 15 of 23 counties have moderate to high virus transmission. Dr. Alexia Harris, State Health Officer, said that people should wear masks indoors in those areas, which do include Laramie, Campbell, Sweetwater, Albany, Fremont, and 10 other counties. That includes Park County. Harris says the low vaccination rate of 33% makes the state more vulnerable to the Delta variant. And despite this warning from the health department, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon says he will not issue another mask mandate for public schools. He will instead leave it to local school boards to protect students' health.
Are you buckled up? You should be. It could save your life. In a crash, an unbelted person can slam into and injure others in the vehicle. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Remember to wear your seatbelt low and snug across your hips, and never tuck the belt under your arm or behind your back. Buckle up for life, Wyoming. It's really that important.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Powell Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Powell Ace in downtown Powell.
The Crater Ridge Fire, burning in the Bighorn National Forest about 30 miles east of Lovell, crossed Pumpkin Creek and burned actively through the crowns of live and dead conifers Friday, growing about 500 acres over the weekend. An update read, continued fire activity and growth is expected. The area is under a red flag warning, and a cold front moving into the area is expected to bring evening wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. The fire is currently listed at 1,258 acres. Aerial mapping will be conducted. It is roughly 20% contained. The fire was discovered July 17th and grew quickly in steep, largely inaccessible terrain. 145 personnel are working the fire. The suspected cause is lightning. An explosion in the real estate market in Jackson Hole is putting the squeeze on area workers. Skyrocketing property values have made it a seller's market, with wealthy customers buying homes sight unseen in order to grab a piece of Jackson Hole before it's all gone. There currently are no homes in the valley listed for less than $1 million. In the first 6 months of 2021, 176 single-family homes sold in Jackson for a median price of $2.75 million. It's having a ripple effect, as many rental properties are being lost as owners cash in. And for the rentals that do remain, monthly rents have exploded, reaching as high as $1,700 a month for a studio apartment. Officials fear this will lead to a shortage in the workforce as people are being squeezed out of the valley.
This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.